And thanks so much to Farm Bureau Insurance, Mark Hoppe Agency, for helping us bring Diane Lowe aboard. Diane, Random Ramblings, good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
Good. You know, we started out this segment a long, long time ago talking more about your blog, about the ramblings of what you would read on the internet and that. But it's really evolved into much more. Really talking about the family farm and what it means to all of us day in and day out.
Yep, I try to concentrate on that as well as other random things.
Well, it's not so random because it really affects all of us.
Yep, I mean,
you
it
think
sure
about
does.
That. A lot of young people don't have any idea where our food comes from anymore. We kind of take that for granted.
Nope, they don't.
And you are the lady that's right down there, ground zero, growing the crops, milking the cows, I mean, the whole nine yards.
Now,
let's let our listeners know, in case they don't know, where is your farm located approximately?
I'm on the county line between Ottawa and Allegan, east of here, east of here.
Out toward New Salem.
Yeah.
Out that way. Great farming country out there. It's beautiful out there.
Yep,
it really is.
Sure is.
And we were talking a little bit off the air earlier. I took my wife out to dinner last night for our anniversary, and on the menu at this particular restaurant, it talked about antibiotic-free meat.
And that is such a coincidence.
Did your eyes light up when I said that to you? What's on your mind today?
Okay, that's what I'm going to talk about. There are a couple restaurants, which I will not name their names because I don't want to give them any more credibility, that are touting antibiotic-free meats. Mm. And it's a fear tactic that they're using to get people to come into their restaurant. They want everybody to think that there's is superior to everybody else, and if you eat someplace else, that you will have problems with their meat full of antibodies and so on and so forth. So I just want to say that it is against the law for anybody to sell antibiotic meat, as far as I know. And what I did was...
Is that just a Michigan law, or is that a U.S. law?
As far as I know, it's a U.S. law.
Okay, okay.
And I tried to contact the people who did these commercials, and nobody answered me back. But I did get a hold of a processor here in West Michigan, and I talked to him, and I says, how do you handle this antibiotic stuff? What do you do to prevent it? He says, the first thing that happens is he sends a letter to all the growers for them to certify that they are not shipping antibiotic-filled meat, meaning that for us, if we take our meat there, we have had to have signed a letter saying that our animals are antibiotic-free.
Mm-hmm.
And on a side note, what we do is we have a whole chart where we treat our animals with the medication and how long that animal has to be off that medication for us to be able to use the milk or sell it as meat. All of our animals have bands around their ankles, and it's computerized. Mm-hmm. They won't even go into the main milking parlor. Any animal who has antibodies in it, the milk is totally dumped.
So this is very well documented.
Oh, yes. Everything is documented.
And this is all from the state, I take it?
Well, this is what we do on our farm for our animals.
Oh, for your own records. Okay.
Anybody, you know, they come in and test and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
He said they also send the same letter to the auction houses because they'll get meat from an auction house, and most of the, you know, some farmers will take their meats to the auction, and then they get it to process it. He said also every weekend there is a repeat residue list that comes out with names of offenders. For instance, if there was a farmer who had antibiotic meat a while back, and if he came in and was a repeat, his name would be on a list and they would not take their meat. So you have to have two violations of that in 6 months to get on the list. And one of the things that he said that was very encouraging is that in the state of Michigan, there is no farm on that list. So Michigan farmers are doing a really good
job.
Excellent.
Yeah, great news.
Also, I said, so then how do you test the meat? You can't test every animal that comes in there. And he says, no. He says, the USDA will do a test if they find an injection site on a cow. They'll test that meat to make sure that everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If the cow looks suspicious for any reason when it comes in, or if it's been on this list before. If they were a previous offender, they kind of keep track of it a little bit longer. And he says they do a KISS test. And I can't remember what the KISS stood for, but they test.
I'm not kissing cows to tell. No. I'm not. I don't want that job.
No, they do a test with a kidney, and they send it overnight to USDA.
Okay.
And then if the meat is bad, they pull it.
They do.
And then they also do their own test if it's suspicious, and they also do random testing. They said they do testing every day. If they, you know, they'll just randomly pull cattle and test it. He says they test up to 20% of the animals that go through their processing plant, which is quite a bit.
It is quite a bit.
And he says the bottom line is that you have to trust your meat source. I guess you have to trust the farmers are doing a good job. And for us as farmers, we don't want to be put on that list. You know, we're all doing our best to keep that from happening.
Absolutely.
You know,
and, kind of
you
like a blacklist. It's labeling you as being one of the bad processors. You don't want any part of that.
Exactly. So then I called a chicken farmer, and he was telling me that his chickens don't go for meat, they go for the eggs. Mm-hmm. And he said that, I said, well, how do you, you know, if you have an animal that needs treating, he says, well, most of our chickens don't ever get sick because they're in cages. And what happens is when they're caged, the manure goes down, they're not eating it, and so on and so forth, and they stay pretty healthy. Mm-hmm. But when you have a larger facility where they're all together, he says, sometimes they will actually feed feed that has antibodies in it to help prevent the animals from the chickens from getting sick. Hmm. I can't say that that happens everywhere. I don't know. I'm not a chicken farmer, and I wasn't able to talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot imagine that every chicken that goes to a slaughterhouse gets tested to make sure it's antibiotic free.
There's no way. There's so many chickens.
There's just no way.
I mean,
and it's
thousands and thousands.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for them to, you know, I don't know how they can say that.
Yeah.
You know, I would imagine that for the most part, it is true,
mm-hmm.
but it's true everywhere you go. It's not just their restaurant.
Right.
So,
well, if nothing else, you've brought the you know, the awareness of this up a lot today. People asking questions when they see those ads for those restaurants,
right.
Antibiotic-free meats. Now they know that's already
yeah.
the law.
That's why it's good to buy locally.
Mm-hmm.
Like my son sells beef. You get to know the person who is taking care of your animals,
right.
and you get to see the facilities. You know, find a place locally that grows your meat. It's a better deal. It's the cost is better.
Mm-hmm.
The taste is better.
And Pressure.
You have, you know, the ability to at least see and feel a little bit more safe about what you're doing.
I can see that. All right. Dan Love,
yep.
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Always good to see you here. Random Ramblings brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance, Mark Hopp Agency. Will you join us again next week?
You betcha.
I sure hope so. Good. Thanks so much. Have a great day.